Kratov. The question is really what is etz hadaat? At the same time, etz hachaim. We know that the world was created, Bereshit is duality. That means male and female. Every concept has to have male and female, otherwise there is no toladot. There is no offspring. Now, etz is zahar. What is the nukva of zahar? Of etz?
Pizza?
Bravo.
I was kidding.
That's by your killing, you hit the nail. Etzah means what?
Advice.
You have advice in your life that brings you knowledge, but it's good and bad. It is good and bad. And you have a etzah that's a chaim, gives you chaim. So what Torah really emphasizes that, yes, there is a world of duality. It's a etzah. It's a knowledge. But that knowledge not necessarily is a good knowledge. Not every knowledge is a good knowledge. Not every knowledge is a meh. That one has to be extremely careful. It's not because necessarily it's a knowledge and knowledge gives you power, so therefore you should have it. Certain powers are not good to have, even though it's accessible to you. And it comes from the etz. And that's why it says, yes, mikol ha'etz gan, tuchal. It's a da'at, tovera. Ve'yesh mavet b'zeh. It's a simple. Aval yesh etz, mevi lecha chayim. Brings you chayim.
And based on what did you differentiate between good and bad?
It's a da'at, the knowledge. He wants to tell you. Has good and bad in it.
So does
it tells itself. By itself.
So does chet.
Define
chet.
Yeah.
The letter chet. It's made of vav and zayin, good and bad. But yet, its numerical value is 8, but if you break it, it's still 13.
But yes, all that, fine, right, but zayin is not bad.
Zayin is weapon.
At the same time, could be zachar, zchut. Without it, you can't have it.
Yeah, the chet in Hebrew, chet, is sin, quote unquote sin. Yet uh-huh. Miracle value is 8, which is miracle.
Right.
It's
a paradox of the creation, and the creation follows paradox. Creation based on paradox, creation based on assumption. Uh-huh. What? You have assumption. You don't do nothing without assumption. You are forced to assume all the time.
So in our limited self, miracle is held.
The mere existence of mankind up till now is by itself is a miracle.
Because the chet can be 13.
Now this numbers now starts to get me. It says it's too, I'm not focused that much on those numbers. So let's open up and do some studies.
But I still wanted to know, how can you differentiate between good and bad? What's
Torah. Only if you know Emet. Only if you know the truth. If you don't know the truth, you will never, ever, ever experience it.
But do you know the truth, Joseph?
Of course, Torah.
But the truth is subjective.
It's not Torah, not subjective, not nothing. It is your off base. Sometimes you go off base too much.
No, I'm not.
How would you know if this is truth? What you see, what you feel, what you touch, what you hear?
Because I know all those instruments, they lack and they are not perfect.
No, I don't understand the question.
Shalom Boker Tov.
I don't understand. What do you mean by how do you know if it's true?
Because all day long, I mean, as he says, you see things. things and we hear things and we have certain assumptions all day. And sometimes we have the right assumptions and sometimes we don't.
When you say assumption,
but he says
something
at the very beginning.
Let's change the word he first. He says it's a very wrong way of saying things. I have a name. He says is a very a wrong article to choose. So
when you say assumption, I agree. Assumption is assumption.
Yeah.
When you say truth, it's not assumption.
That means there is no more assumption.
Yeah. An assumption. If you see this is
can you
truth.
Define truth?
No, I'm not looking for definitions. You see, how do you, ask a specific question. If you touch this, how do you know that this is true? If you touch this, how do you know this is true?
Okay, you're looking at the intention.
No, I'm looking for, I know what I'm asking.
You look at, and we as Hebrew people are supposed to rise above what we see. You're looking at what you see.
No, we don't rise above anything.
Yes, you do.
That's the
whole idea.
You don't need to rise. What am I? Should I rise above this?
Yes, of course.
Why?
What that means? No. Just no. Let's say what they mean. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? Rising above this?
Asking this?
Yeah. Because if you just go with the physical.
Hold on. What that means?
What that means?
Uh huh.
I tell you what it means. Because any of these things can be idols, and we're supposed to rise above idols, above the.
No, this rise above, wrong. Hold on, wrong.
Wrong.
You are wrong too.
Even if it would have been right, Mazon rise above.
Hold on.
Stand. Bli shum
chizav
ha-metziut.
Okay, when Abraham was told by God to go count the stars, he told them to control the stars, because Abraham was supposed to rise above Mazalot, rise above anything physical. Anything physical can become an element of enslavery, and you don't want to do that. You want to have to.
Would you like to stop it? No. You are trying to define something, and you are not defining it correctly. To rise above, as you have learned, and they are making it a common statement, so people like to use it. Means that every physical world, anything physical God has given you, you bring God into it. That's rising. Arising it, that means transcending it by making it Godly. You don't rise above material world. Why? God put you in the material world in order to bring God within the material world. That's the whole purpose of creation.
That's the same thing I'm saying. I'm not saying
What you are saying that you think if you hold to material world, it's avodah zarah. No, if you know how to use the material world for purpose of godliness and kedusha, then you have rise above the material world. That means your nefesh didn't get stuck into the world of material.
I agree with you, but there's a fine,
that's what you want to say.
There's a fine line, and you can see among the Jews,
many Jews that you see that they are doing avodah zarah, they are more that they are doing kedusha.
Absolutely.
Always remember that.
Focus on the materialism as being the most important thing.
And I know the truth, in order to summarize all these things, I know the truth because I believe the Torah is emet. That's it. I don't believe in anything else that is out of the concept of the Torah. If the Torah tells me this is the emet, it's emet. If the Torah says, no, this is not emet, it's not emet. That's
very,
it.
Very simple.
It's very simple. There is no discussion in this, where, how do I know it's emet? I don't know nothing. But I know one thing. And accept one thing, and based on those acceptance, I study and I do all these things, that the Torah is emet and nothing else is emet. Only what the Torah says is emet.
At the same time, when all the tribes got together, Dan did not turn to Naphtali and said, you don't do it right, you don't do it the way I do it. They accepted that everybody does it differently.
That's ego. I don't discuss this. This is mankind creating their way of seeing things. That's fine. That's your point of view. That's his point of view. That's my point of view. But when it's emet, my point of view, your point of view, the result is going to be the same. It's the result is going, if it is truth, because truth doesn't change. Truth is what it is. And it's set, it's done. It's a knowledge that it's true. And that's what we call it Torah, that's it. And that's the only thing that can bring you to a real truth. Not by touching and by seeing. As a matter of fact, Torah comes out of its way to tell us, emphasize us. Lo taturu achare levav chamayinichem. It says, do not follow what your eye sees and your heart desires.
Even touching and seeing, everything has a can be godly root and has a meaning. Of course, this is one thing, but you cannot say that if you know and feel and see and this, it is necessarily not Emet.
I know what you're saying.
Sometimes, you know, there are, you know, deceptions and everything, and okay. But sometimes we're losing ourselves with sophisticated definitions to things. It's very, very down to earth and simple.
To see and finish.
Truth, there is one truth. Today is very common to say everybody has its own truth. And it's fine. I used to have a friend that used to argue like that. I said, no, it's not fine. There is one truth in every little matter. There is one truth. We became too much. So he said, no, it's my truth. And then this is fine that you have your truth and I have no. There is one truth. There is no yours and mine. Oh, there is one.
But that leads to judgment.
Ze lo kashur le judgment.
That leads to judgment.
That
in the book of Joshua,
judgment.
He warns us not to fall into that.
Explain.
Everybody has a different experience. That's what we define.
This is opinion. This is not truth. Okay. Opinion, you can have yours and I can have mine. Truth, there is one.
The early part was saying about the objects and looking and seeing God, you know, to see infinity in a grain of sand. It was told by a Kabbalistic person who was not Jewish. That's what you're talking about. It's just a God in everything.
Okay, let's go page to Sazijan, let's go to Kuftet Zain, please. Right on top of the page. Discussions are good, but as long as it's beneficial. Hasefira ha'eliyona shebekol kuma eser sefirot. A general definition, the most upper sefirah in every regard. Ma'ira bekol ha'esar ha'sefirot shel ha'ota kuma. That means keter of chokhmah, or keter of bina, or keter of chesed. When they ma'ir light, and keter ma'ir, for example, chokhmah, into the esar sefirot shel chokhmah, this Chokhmah is received by all the Sefirot of this Eser Sefirot, this set of Eser Sefirot. They all have same Kuma. That means Chesed of Chokhmah, the Kuma of that Chesed is Chokhmah. What that means? That means the Or Chozer. The Or Chozer of the chesed, of the chokhmah, returns onto a level of chokhmah. That is when we say, again, when I say chesed of chokhmah, what it means. Chesed, chokhmah has eser sefirot. What is chesed of chokhmah? What do I mean by chesed of chokhmah? Is it chokhmah? Yes, it's the chesed of the chokhmah. That means when you come to the level of chokhmah, to level of chesed of chokhmah, the or chozer of chesed has a kuma, has a or chozer that magia ad chokhmah, and not yoter. It doesn't magia only on chesed. No, it magia till chokhmah, because it's kuma, is Kuma of Chokhmah. Now Chesed of Bina, what Kuma it has? It has a Kuma Bina. It's a Chesed. But this Chesed, its Kuma is Bina. The other one was Chesed too, but its Kuma was of Chokhmah. We are clear on this? Okay.
But this has a good meaning though.
Huh?
Why?
Say that again?
I said this has a good meaning as to why, that no matter what level you are, when you are in that first, let's, as you give us example of the Chokhmah, no matter where you are, what level in Chokhmah you have, but they all have one Koma.
They have, that's right, that's correct. We all have ears and eyes and nose and hand and legs. But really our Koma is different. So is the Koma of Israel is different. It's a matter of Koma. We are all look alike. We are all human beings. But different Koma. Because the system is set like this. I certainly don't have a Koma of Talmid Chacham. Or it's tzaddik. I don't. My Koma is not that Koma. And I cannot claim as such a Koma. Even though I am a human being, I'm as equal as he is as far as human being is concerned. But we have different Koma.
But I have the same potential.
In your Koma.
Right.
Yes.
My own level.
Yeah, if you want to change your Koma, yes, you have to change your Koma. That means if your Koma is Bina, you want to go higher, you have to go to Chokhmah. Then your Koma expands. But if your level, your Koma is Bina, or Chesed, or Gevura, or Tiferet, or Netzach, or Hod, or Yesod, whatever. Those each have, but we know Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, they have one Koma. Chokhmah has one Koma. Bina has one Koma. Malchut has one Koma. They are all different Koma. Different aviyut. So he says, ba'ofen sheba'olam atzilut, and when we are in the olam atzilut, mekabelet kol ha'esef sefirot shebo et ha'or ha'chokhmah. We know the totality of olam atzilut, all the everything in olam atzilut has a koma of chokhmah. Whatever it is, whether it is a rampin, o malchut, o chesed, o bina, o chokhmah, O keter of Olam Atzilut, they all have Koma of Chokhmah. Ve'be'olam ha'briyah, mekabel et kol ha'esher ha'sefirot et ha'or ha'bina. Now, trust me, when we read in Parashat Ketitzah that when you make Bait Chadash, which reference is to Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah we make Bait Chadash, so make sure to put gag on a gag,
roof.
On your roof, to put
railing.
What is this railing? It says, in order to protect yourself, the hanofel, zeh sarich lipol, yipol mia gag shelcha im en lacha railing. If you don't have railing. What that means? That means if you don't have Chokhmah bin Adat, that's your railing, that's where you protect you. If you do not connect to Chokhmah bin Adat, the possibility of you, there be in your life Nefila, for sure, there is a Nefila, that you're going to Nofer. Adam yeh al yadecha. And the blood of Nefila is on your hand. That means you got to now make a teshuvah and now you got to pay for it. So, when we say Koma Chokhmah, Koma Bina, then we said Koma Chokhmah created Olam Atzilut, Koma Bina created Olam Bria. So therefore, whenever in my own level I reach Koma Bina, that means I am at the stage of Bria. Whenever I am a Koma of Chokhmah, I am in the domain of Chokhmah, I am in the Olam of Atzilut. Okay, that's what it really means. Okay? Yeah, okay? Now, it says Dalet. Let's read this because there is this is the beginning of honestly understanding the whole Rosh Hashanah. It's the beginning of understanding the beginning of what is this to make a Beit Chadash? What is this that, what constitutes that I have a possibility of creating a totally a new domain for myself? Remember, we say Rosh Hashanah. First of all, he's talking about Rosh. Hashanah means Sefirot. Rosh of Sefirot. That is the time that you get Chokhmah Bina Da'at. The numerical value of Hashanah is the Sefirot. So it tells you that there is the Rosh of Sefirot. You are getting Rosh of Sefirot. What are Rosh of Sefirot? It tells you that Chokhmah Bina Da'at. Now, Nimtza, כי האצילות מקבל אור החוכמה עליה. כי האינסוף מתלבש בתוכה. אצילות receives חוכמה from above, which is אינסוף, מתלבש בתוכה. And אינסוף as well, because he gives it, he is concealed within this חוכמה. That we said many times. אינו נחשב שמקבל רק מהחוכמה לבד, והבריאה מקבל אור הבינה כי האינסוף והחוכמה מתלבשים בתוכה. So בינה is a libush for two more koma within it called חוכמה and including אינסוף. But בינה is the libush. And that light is for purpose of the creation. What is the purpose? The light that is has a purpose to create has Ein Sof and Chokhmah within it, betocha. It's a inyan of toch. It's inside. Pinimi. You gotta go in. Now, all this, what you see, Silichot, is that finally, after crying, the road to inside will be open. The road to inside is not open that easily. You don't think you can go inside yourself easily. Don't. It's the most difficult thing to go. The most easy thing is to go outside and look solution for in the outside. Go into internet. It takes you even further to as much as outside you want to go. But that there you won't find the information. The true information is to go inside. And that's what is they are screaming about. הבריאה מקבל אור הבינה כי האינסוף והחוכמה מתלבשות בתוכה, ועל כן הבריאה אינה מקבלת רק מהבינה לבד. So, בריאה really receives from where?
אינסוף.
אינסוף. חוכמה. But the Koma is Bina. You cannot go higher than Bina. you can't. Why? Because Bina is the one that is concealed that Oren Sof and Chokhmah inside her. You have to crack Bina in order to get to Chokhmah. She Libush. She got it. She hold on to it. Bravo. How is then Chokhmah allows me to enter and tap into the Chokhmah which is Ein Sof? Chokhmah really another libush on Ein Sof. I cannot connect to Ein Sof directly. The Chokhmah is there. So Hashem allows me to come closest and that's Atzilut. I cannot get further than Chokhmah. I cannot say, okay, I want to tap directly to Ein Sof. I can't handle it. So the closest that I can come to that Ein Sof is Atzilut. Atzilut is a Chokhmah. So I have to crack Bina and to get to the Chokhmah. And that, I'm Ein Sof.
I'm trying to relate it to the conversation we had earlier.
You have to expand your understanding.
This is what I'm doing.
That's why there are many truths.
Bravo to all of you, if that's the case. Because now you're trying to get this to make a finer understanding, a better tuned understanding. So, and it's going to give us. Now here it is. It says, ועל כן הבריאה אינה מקבלת רק מבינה לבד, וזה סוד אימה אילה mekanena bekursiya. Now this is, I will tell you, that's the, by the way, again, we read in the parasha last week in regards as a ken, if you come on your derech and you see a ken and you see a fruchim and betzim, let the mother go away and pick up not the betzim but the afruchim, etc., etc. It's right here. He says, what is this business? He says, ki kursiya mekabel or mibina da atzilut. Mibina de Atzilut. We're going to read this section. Let's go back for a second to Adam Kadmon. Aviut. Bechinat Dalet. Hakoma went all the way till where? Keter. Now, when the Koma of Keter, there is the Or Chozer of Koma of Keter, what is the Avyudna in Adam Kadmon? Okay. And when it is Avyud Gimel, what happens? Or continues because there is a desire for Gimel level. In Adam Kadmon, we say. Mm-hmm. And the Or comes, and this time there is a Or Chozer of Koma Chochma. And this Chokhmah is for purpose of turning around and creating Olam called Atzilut.
Yeah.
Okay? Now in Olam Atzilut, the Koma is Gimel. What's the Aviyut?
It's Aviyut of Gimel.
Gimel created this.
Right.
Okay. Bravo. In Chokhmah, in Atzilut, there is again Zivug on Betz, and you capture a light Bina for purpose of. Now, this Bina called Bina of Atzilut. Because when there is in Chokhmah, in Olam Atzilut, there is Zivug Daka and Or Chozer, this Or Chozer has a Koma of only Bina. That means it reaches Bina of Olam Atzilut. And this Bina is the light that's going to shine on Eser Sefirot Shel Bria.
Yeah.
Now, quietly, Olam Bria, what Masach is here on the Malchut of Bria? Bet was in where? In Olam Atzilut to create Bina of Atzilut in order to create Bria. And Bria has Koma of Bina. But the Masach that now is not Bet. Bet is up here. Is Aleph. And there must be a Zivug Daka in order to capture light for purpose of
Zerampin.
Now Zerampin, what Masach it has? What Aviyut of Zerampin is?
Aleph.
Aleph is up here again.
Shoresh.
Shoresh, Ephes. Now.
I'm sorry, did you say that when it passes through Bina, the Aviyut doesn't change?
Bravo. Bina of Atzilut, Bina of Atzilut, makes the Bria. Now we're going to move one step further. Bina of Atzilut, because the Koma of the light of Atzilut that has Zivuk on Aviyut of Bet, too, captures a light called Bina, and this called Bina of Atzilut. Now you come down here. What light is, what Koma of light is in Olam Bria? Bina. Which Bina? Bina of Atzilut. Now, who creates the Zerampin? Bina of Bria, not Bina of Atzilut. Bina of Atzilut has a Koma of Chokhmah. Bina of Birya has a koma of Bina, of Bet. They are two different. That Bina that captured the light for purpose of creating Bria has a koma of Chokma, because that light was captured in Chokma, in Atzilut. So therefore its koma is Gimel, really, that Bina of Atzilut. But Bina of Bria, its koma is Bet and not Gimel. They are both Bina. But that Bina was purpose of creating Bria, and the Bina of the Bria was purpose of creating the Irampin. Now this, slowly we have to capture. Both of them are Bina, and both of them are involved in the creation. Both of them are the mother, the Ima Aliyah. But we have to understand with the different, who is this Ima Aliyah, the Bina of Atzilut. Now let's understand these two differences. Let's read again. Let's go to all the way to Kaf. Kaf, it says, "Eino nichshav shemekabel rak mihachochma levad." That means, "Nimtza ki ha'atzilut mekabel or ha'chochma aliyah, ki ha'insof mitlabesh betucha, ve'al ken eino nichshav, and therefore is not considered shemekabel rak mihachochma levad." He's not really receiving from chochma alone; he's receiving insof. Kelomar, the Kaf is explains the or pinimi mikomat chochma levad. אבל מקטר אין האצילות יכול לקבל, משום שדמסך דבחינת ג' משמש שם ממעלה למטה, שהרי נתלבש בבחינת ג' שלמעלה מהאצילות כנזכר למעלה, ועל כן נעשה מסך סתום על האור הקטר ונחשב שמקבל רק מחוכמה לבד. But that, again, let's go back. It's the same understanding. The or Abina has a koma of chokma, because it is in Olam Atzilut. It has a koma, but it reaches till Bina. And what it means, the Or Chozer only reaches Bina? That means it makes a masach satum. It closes, not allowing to chokma or En Sof to come down. It stops that. It captures the chokma, but then at the same time stops that no more to come down. That's it. He says, this is my limit I captured. What I captured is my capacity. Stop, no more coming down. That's what Or Chozer means. At the same time that it captures, at the same time puts a masach satum, not allowing the light to come further down. Now, slowly, I know it's not that easy to see the whole picture, because you have to see a picture in order to be able to go forward. And the mind has to slowly see this in order this to become clear. So therefore we read again, Kloma, Mikomat Chochma Levat. It is right now, Bina of Atzilut is Koma of Chochma. Bina of Atzilut, that's why I said, what is Bina of Chochma? Bina is Bina, but its Koma is Chokma. That means it captures Chokma, but up to Bina itself, the capacity of herself, not more. You follow? Aval miketer ein Atzilut yachola lekabel. That means if Atzilut is Koma Chokma, if Atzilut is Or Chokma, cannot receive directly from Ensof. Ensof has to lihitlabesh bechokma in order. But this libush was created where? In Keter. Wasn't created in chokma. No. It was created, the libush was created in Keter. Keter captures certain light to shine upon the world of Atzilut. The koma of Or was Keter, that Chokhmah cannot receive anymore, because as soon as she made the Gimel, the Or Chozer of Gimel, she sotam, that means closed the Or Ein Sof to come further down. אבל מכתר אין האצילות יכול לקבל משום דמסך דבחינת ג' משמש שם ממעלה למטה. That means מסך is put. This מסך that created חוכמה is really מלמעלה. שאחרי נתלבש בבחינת ג' and this why? Because it's created only a ליבוש of ג' של למעלה מהאצילות. That is above the האצילות. Is where it is in the